Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women getting the job done out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website. A lot of people going over there, taking a look at things over there. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, IA, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. All righty. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Go back in the bar now. There they go. Okay, back into the bar. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize that you words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first I want to start off by saying thanks to the folks that showed up to have lunch with the captain yesterday at Mission Barbecue in West Waters in Tampa, the north end of Tampa, north end of Tampa Airport, there we go, called Town and Country, the Town and Country section of Tampa, and had a great time. A lot of great conversations went on there, and we settled all the world's problems yesterday at lunch, Kyle.
Oh, fantastic. I love to hear that.
Now, I'm going to give a program note here right now because at the bottom of the hour, you're going to want to stick around and maybe pay real close attention to what we're going to be talking about. Because at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to ask the question of Kyle, and we're going to go back and forth. What happens if the election was a fraud? Say the 2020 election was a fraud, and they start finding out there's all this stuff that's suddenly starting to come to light that's going to be certified as being fraudulent, and some people may be charged criminally. What happens then? The Constitution will tell you, and will tell you what's said or what isn't said in the Constitution. So, Kyle, let's get started here. The company that was involved in the Maricopa County, Arizona ballot audit has finished their work. They haven't signed on to finish the rest of it, to complete the job, per se, and they brought another company in.
Well, that's right. Evidently, their contract had ended about on May 14th.
But they could have renewed it,
but they have chosen not to at this time. So, yes, they have pulled back entirely. And so what they were doing, they were helping to audit the ballots, count the ballots that have been, released after they were subpoenaed by a court order, basically. And so, yeah, they're not doing that. And they are going to bring in another company, of course, so we'll see what happens, but this is a very, very interesting development.
Well, the company that was doing it was Wake Technology Services, Wake TSI, from Pennsylvania. The company that's going to take their place is an Arizona-based company called Strattech Solution.
Exactly right. So now the first company I think you mentioned, I think hadn't really had a lot of experience, from what I understand, in auditing elections.
They had done the Pennsylvania election.
Oh, they did. Okay. Got
yeah,
you.
But early on, the early audit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they had about 300 people working in Arizona. Most of them were volunteers, we found out. They weren't getting paid. But that's just the way that is. And now, of course, we have this Arizona company coming in that's going to basically pick up where the other ones left off because they were not done.
No, they're not done. And again, we seem to be getting more revelations all the time of what they are finding. And of course, what all that means, well, that remains to be seen.
Well, there were 2.1 million ballots cast in Maricopa County, and there's still 500,000 ballots yet to be verified.
Right. And again, as we see sort of after the fact, you know, it will have one particular effect, I think, Captain, and that is going to be people are going to say to themselves, wait a minute, something might have been going on here. And that's going to weigh heavily into campaigning for not only the midterms, but, of course, the upcoming presidential election in 2024. It's going to be the big elephant in the room.
And the reason we started with that story is because what we're going to be talking about at the bottom of the hour.
That's right.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, the people are going to be surprised, 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 surprised. And I was dealing with it with some people yesterday that, you know, you get these know-it-alls. And I said, well, let me check on it and find out. Because these people were positive that they knew the answer because it said so on the Internet and all that. Boy, oh, boy, that's all it takes to get me going.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah. So we will dispel things on the Internet.
Yeah, you'll hear a factual account. Laid down by the rules, the law, the Constitution, as it is. All right, now, GOP senators have announced that they're ready to propose a counteroffer on infrastructure of $1 trillion. We were at $1.7 trillion, down from $2.5. It was at $1.9, now they're proposing one. Where are you supposed they're going to meet at in the middle, $1.5?
Very possible. They're also wanting to make sure that they're getting out there.
And doing infrastructure.
Yes, doing infrastructure. Yeah, they want to make sure that they're getting out there what they really are offering, and they are, because they believe that a lot of this is going to be mischaracterized, obviously, by the Democrats.
Well, infrastructure is something like the bridge going over the Mississippi River of Memphis, Tennessee, I-40.
Right.
That's what infrastructure is, and that's not what the Democrats are proposing. They're proposing totally different things. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and if you want to opine, Kathy is going to give you the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And away we go. Yeah, remember who used to say that? All right, now, here we go. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Of course, Relief Factor is part of my integrated daily health plan. I take it every morning. I take it every night. And if I have to take it more than twice a day because of the problem I have with my left ankle, foot, and leg, then I do. And it works. That's all I can tell you. And let me just tell you about yesterday here at the radio station. One of our compadres here was having some knee issues, and he said, "Man, I'm just aching." He says, "You got any of that Relief Factor?" I says, "Yeah." I says, "I got a few packets here." He says, "Could I have one?" I says, "Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you four. Take one right now and see what happens. And about 2 hours from now, or 3 hours from now, if you're still hurting, take another one. And then here's a couple of packs for tonight if you need to have them, because you can take 3 or 4 a day as long as you're able, it doesn't make you sick, you can do that." Okay. So he took the first pack, and a couple hours, 3 hours went by. I never heard a word from him. So I was walking by the door as everybody was starting to go home. And, of course, I don't go home when they go home. That's when my day pretty much starts. But anyway, I said, "How you doing?" He says, "Huh? What?" He says, "Oh, pain's gone." I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, pain's gone. It's great." I said, "Okay, you just hold on to those other things, and those are your emergency packets." So apparently, he had just stretched some muscles or something like that. And this is absolutely perfect for that. Believe me, perfect. And it's because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it. It helps the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers or even eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living, whatever the problems are that you've got. And it just alleviates pain at the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. Also comes in convenient little packets. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start.
$19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And I know people that have bought that 3-week quick start and make it last a couple of months, because if they don't need it, they keep it for when they really do need it. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and you're in like Flynn. That's Relief Factor. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has announced the Biden administration is going to reopen the Jerusalem consulate. Are you ready for the explanation as to why?
Yep.
To upgrade Palestinian ties.
Very interesting. Well, of course, as we recall, President Trump moved the embassy, basically in Israel, to Jerusalem, and I think at that time basically folded in what this consulate, the functions of what this consulate would be. So, yes, Blinken is saying that they're going to reopen it, although there is no exact future date when this will happen, but I think a lot of this is trying to get some kind of diplomatic, amity going in that area. But also at the same time, it does trumpet basically the Biden administration's general approach, I think, to the Israeli-Gaza issue. And so we'll see how this works. But at the same time, though, it may, I don't know how much this can affect our relationship with Israel, but they're going to spend a lot of money, and we'll see when they actually get it open.
Well, I'm still waiting to see how they're going to make sure that Hamas doesn't get their hands on any of the money that's going to Gaza when Hamas runs the country, when runs Gaza. That is Hamas, not PLO. They merged with the PLO, and they took control. Hamas runs that section of the world, Gaza.
Well, they sure do. And, you know, part of this, too, what Blinken was talking about, he was saying, quote, "We believe that Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely, to enjoy equal measures of freedom, opportunity, and democracy, to be treated with dignity," unquote. So that sounds really good, and everybody would, you know, agree with that kind of statement. But the issue is, Captain, the Israelis have demonstrated time and time again that they are willing to live in peace with their neighbors, whoever they are, and if there's a two-state system, this kind of thing. But I'm so glad you said what you said, because it's Hamas that is calling the shots in this case. There are other players, Iran and so forth, we know about as well. But Hamas doesn't want the Israelis to enjoy equal measures of freedom, opportunity, and democracy, and be treated with dignity. This is where the rub is. It is not a function of Israel has to make more concessions. Israel has to be smaller. Israel has to do this. Israel has to do that. It's Hamas and the terror groups that don't want peace with Israel. Because if they did, we would have had a two-state solution 20 years ago.
Yeah. Now, law and order has become a major campaign issue for the first time, as the Democrats are absolutely in big trouble in every big blue city across the country. Name one run by a Democratic mayor, usually in a blue state. They are in big trouble. Law and order is just not there. It's basically disassembling right in front of everybody's eyes, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, as a result, with the crime rates running wild, this is going to have a major implication, and it's already starting to be played on, as it should be, by the Republicans and by the independents and by the libertarians that are smart enough to pick up on this and say, hey, elect me, we'll fix this problem. We won't defund the police, we will fund the police, and we'll go after these bad guys.
Well, exactly right. And really, Captain, the Democrats, whichever Democrat candidate, incumbent or what have you, would be running, they would have a much easier time of it if suddenly crime was just spiraling out of control and so forth. But if they had not said the following things, if they had not been pretty much supportive of the idea of riots overtaking the country, and by the way, their leader, President Biden, never ever called out, even as candidate Biden, and he was in a very good position to do this, and it would have carried a lot of weight, by the way, if he would have said something very concrete about violence, about the riots, about the anarchy, about all these things that we saw happening last summer. So in other words, the Democrats just don't have any legs to stand on trying to say, oh, no, no, we are for law and order, or we are for, you know, this, that, and the other thing. We're just going to have people with clipboards instead of police officers. They've completely destroyed their credibility with the American people.
Does the name John Sullivan mean anything to you?
John Sullivan?
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah, refresh my memory.
Well, the DOJ has filed new charges against John Sullivan, a caustic and aggressive Black Lives Matter activist who couldn't help but brag about his role in ginning up all the chaos and violence at the U.S. Capitol, or violence, rather, at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. Now, Sullivan masqueraded as both a journalist and as a Trump supporter, put on a Trump hat and got in the mix. You know, I'm a Trump guy with his camera going and all that stuff, and did so with the intent of fomenting violence. Well, he is currently being charged with some heavy-duty charges, but there's some pictures here of him showing him not only as a member of Antifa and looking as such, but of standing there with a Trump hat on, with his little camera phone in amongst the Trump people. And what he was trying to do was to stir up some violence and get the people going, and he succeeded in doing that. But this is what we were telling people, that Antifa was mixed in a crowd, and here is the proof of it right here.
Absolutely. And again, remember the narrative back at right after January 6th was, nope, these were Trump people. And anybody who said something different, well, they were just completely, they were lunatics, and they were against our democracy, and you name it. Here we go. It all comes out.
Tell that to the Department of Justice, who levied some heavy-duty charges against him.
Well, precisely. But you see, it's kind of all after the fact now, after it's all kind of died down. But the American people are very interested in exactly what happened. They have their own opinions about it, and that's fine. But I think it's going to not be what the Democrats think it's going to be in terms of how they really
You are entitled to have your own opinion, but you are not entitled to have your own facts that are not facts at all.
Exactly. Or when you simply can bring up something, but then you're told you can't talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, the discussion points are one thing, but when you act like a damn fool and try to ram things down people's throats that just is not true, then somebody has to step up. And that's what we're going to do when we come back from this break that we're fixing to take. Because, folks, what happens if the election was a fraud? What happens if the election was a fraud? What happens if we see things like we're seeing right now, 6 months down the line, that you've got problems with votes that weren't counted, or machines that did work or didn't work? Can anything be done about it? Well, we're going to tell you what the official answer is from the document that solves all problems, the Constitution. I'll be right back. I'll be back right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. You might be amazed at what I'm about to tell you, because it's not what you're thinking. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made a move Tuesday to hold a vote this week on a bill to create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell says that move is a political exercise from Democrats. The Senate Minority Leader said the commission would be an attempt to continue to prosecute former President Trump.
I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president.
And Manhattan's district attorney has convened a grand jury to look into possible indictments for former President Donald Trump and his businesses. The panel will sit 3 days a week for 6 months. Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance has been investigating the Trump Organization over allegations of possible bank and tax fraud. The former president has called the investigations corrupt and politically motivated. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Thank you very much. I was on Ron Edwards' show yesterday afternoon. He's on from 3 to 4, Monday through Saturday. There, I'll get it right in a minute. And there you go. And I had a nice about 45 minutes worth of discussion with him on the radio. And again, thanks very much for all the people that heard me on Armed American Radio the other day, Daily Edition. I'm still getting reports from the listeners about that one. Well, speaking of reports, I had a lot of questions yesterday about my pillow over at lunch. Now, yes, I am an official endorser of the product MyPillow. Why? Because I have the product. I have the pillow. I have the towels. I have the bed sheets. And let me tell you something. I'm amazed. I'm just amazed. I never thought, you know, the pillow was one thing when it came out, all right? That was one thing. But I didn't think Mike Lindell could one-up himself. And every time he comes out with another product, he does just that. But you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, pick out whatever you want, and when it says product code, the product code that you will use is me, Captain. One word, Captain. And that'll get you the discounts on everything you see. For example, the MyPillow premium pillows are right now $40 less. Not 20%, not 10%, $40 less where they were at. You get the pillows, two of them, for $29.88, two of them. That's not a bad deal for two great pillows. Again, MyPillow.com, product code Captain. Now, they've also got the deal with the six-piece MyPillow towel set. You save $65 on that, $44.98 for the towel set. And I'm telling you, that's just absolutely amazing. I've already had the privilege of using them, and they're just... It's superior to anything that I ever had, and my wife was the one in charge of the towel, so I think I did her proud with this. Now, the phone number, if you want to give them a call, you can do that, too. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But otherwise, just go to the website, mypillow.com, and type in the product code. When it asks you for the product code, Captain, one word, and you're in Lake Flynn. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to read this. From all the headlines about the Russian interference back in the 2016 presidential election, and for that matter, even in 2020, no hard evidence ever came to light, at least publicly, showing that President Trump or his team were involved. But suppose that such evidence did come to light, which would make it clear that Trump or his advisors had colluded with the Russians. Now, this isn't the only type of wrongdoing the investigations could uncover. It's also among the most serious because it would cast doubt on the legitimacy of the election, correct?
Right.
So, is there a process for dealing with a finding that, in essence, would invalidate an election like what we've just gone through?
Well, no, there really is no process for that. Yes.
Yeah, that's something that was left out of the Constitution. Now, this is not the first time this has happened, folks, because if you remember, when Barack Obama was running for office, they were going, oh, he's born in Kenya, he was born in Kenya, and they did all that stuff. That was all blown out of the water because of one little thing. Who certifies the candidate to run for the office they're running for?
That'd be the political party.
That's right. And if the political party says, nope, he's okay, you can yell, you can scream, you can holler, you can do whatever you want, but as long as they say that he's certified and he's good to go. He or she, I should say, right?
That's right.
So that's part of this. But there is a question out there because the laws and processes around national elections have grown up in kind of a piecemeal fashion over time, and which state and local laws governing the administration of presidential elections in some states, there actually have been three challenges over the years. Three. Count them. One, two, three. And only one of them resulted in an election being reheld. And that was a Senate election many, 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 many years ago, over 100 years ago. So the Constitution itself focuses on ensuring stability than on administering elections. And as a result, there are not any clear procedures for how to handle questions of legitimacy after the fact, especially when those questions involve the presidency. So what is it that we need to do if we want to solve this problem, Kyle?
Well, I think you'd have to amend the Constitution somehow.
And how would you do that?
Through a constitutional convention.
That's right. And it takes two-thirds of the Congress to do that, or two-thirds of the states to do it. The states would have to, by the way, ratify this.
That's right.
So that isn't going to happen.
Well, no, and of course the framers, they didn't really put any mechanisms like this in there. They
no.
pretty much left it up to the Electoral College overall. But one of the things, though, Captain, of course, is that, you know, there have been these things in history, as you were mentioning. They could have gone further in the courts, but it never did.
No.
But I think that I think the answer is correct. There's simply no mechanism to have a presidential do-over, because I think also the framers have seen or had perceived the presidency as a very, very different kind of office than the lower offices were at that time as well. So, yeah, there's just nothing in place to be able to do this. But, you know, as we see more, and if we see exactly what happens in these audits, well, I don't think it's going to spur a constitutional amendment per se, but it is going to greatly affect, I think, the outcome of the next couple of elections over the next 3 to 4 years.
No, and let me just throw something out there for the people that might not remember this. Remember the 2000 election in Florida?
Yep.
Remember the butterfly ballots?
The butterfly ballots.
Remember
right.
the microscopes and the
hanging chads?
Yeah, holy smokes, and all that stuff? Well, guess what?
They took the voter ballot. They said, well, the ballot's been laid out wrong. The ballot's not right. And they took that all the way to the state Supreme Court. Then it got bounced all the way up to the federal Supreme Court. And they found out. They said, nope, nothing wrong with the ballot. It was okay.
Well, that's right. And even, for example, let's just say, just for the sake of argument, if you had any kind of a election do-over in some weird universe, you may not even have a national election. You may have some states that would re-vote, based on what some of these, legal scholars might say in terms of hypotheticals. But getting into hypotheticals is not a great place to be. But again, because the answer is there is no mechanism to do over the presidential election.
And I realize we're not making any of the angry people hoping for a do-over happy. I realize that, but I'm sick and tired of listening to the people that keep coming up going, well, we're going to get this overturned. Well, we found this. Well, we found that. Great, you found it. But guess what? The election was certified. And because it was certified and because the Electoral College cast their vote, that's it. End of story. You got to wait till the next time around and then vote the bum out. Now, there is one other alternative. Impeach them.
Well, that's right. That's right. But that's usually based on some of the high crimes and misdemeanors while in office. So that would be a different sort of animal. But it is a way of trying to right what would be a corrupt election.
Uh-huh.
But that being said, what you have right now is you have especially the Democrat Party elite and the left in this country,
yep,
trying to fight this tooth and nail about anything to do with any kind of election fraud, because they know if it is exposed, then they are not going to win elections for the foreseeable future. It's not going to be the other way around. That's why they're trying to get so much power concentrated so quickly.
Well, I posted this up on my Facebook page and pages, as the case may be. Oh, and by the way, I started a new group just for the heck of it. I wanted to start a new group and see what would happen. Guess what it's called, Kyle?
What's that?
The Captain's America Radio Group. And guess what it's got in it?
I'm sorry.
It's the Captain's America Radio Army.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a chat room in it.
Oh, very cool.
And I'm working on setting that up so that we can use that and people can go there to that webpage. They can like the webpage because you have to do that if you want to get in there and get in the chat room. Then you can get in there and we see who they are. We let you in and boom, away you go.
Very cool.
But
very
as
cool.
It stands right now, that doesn't mean anybody in the chat room goes running out of there and gets into that. No, you can go over there and like the page if you want. But when I activate the chat room, then we'll tell you what we're doing.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, and again, there's just a much broader agreement that the standard for invalidating an election result and holding another vote is extremely high and virtually impossible to do. It's been done 3 times in the history of the United States, and not once was it done during a presidential election, although it was attempted, and the court at the time said, nope.
No, that's right. And as a general consideration, the courts would have to have a good, strong indication that the fraud changed the outcome of the election.
Yep. And by the way, they thought about going during John F. Kennedy's election because that was razor thin. But Richard Nixon said, nope, not going to do it, not going to challenge.
That's right.
It goes back to Rutherford B. Hayes. That was the president. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle, folks. Coming back, going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere. It's a beautiful night where I'm at. Hope it is where you are, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us up there at Carrollton, Georgia. Way just up north a ways from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. When you see the sign up there, the big old billboard, pull on in there and get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on us. That's right. You heard me right. Go in there and tell them you heard you get a free cup of coffee with the Captain's America Third Watch because you were listening to the program, and they will do it. And by the way, hello to Dixie. Hello to Dixie, Salt Lake City there on the 7th Street South truck stop in Salt Lake. Stop by and say hi to Dixie. She's working the fuel counter there tonight. We heard from her last night, and I just heard from her a couple of minutes ago. So there you go. All right, we're going to get started here, and I'm telling you what, hold on to the rafters because we are going to rock.
About a woman I know. When it comes to love, oh, steals the show. She ain't exactly pretty. She ain't exactly small. Fuck you, 99, 96. You can face it, get it. Oh! Yeah!
goodness. Kyle, AC/DC at their best.
Absolutely, yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that those classic riffs, you know, at the beginning of the song, I mean, they're really tight, and they just play that one very well. That's a live recording, but, of course, that's came out, I think, in 1977. Goes way back for AC/DC, but, boy, that's that really cooks.
Well, the guitar player was just about ready to go nuts because he started in, and he was bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
All right, well, here we go. I'm going to read the statement and give it to Kyle. Isolated severe thunderstorms capable of hail and marginally severe gusts and possible from the western Great Lakes southward, southwestward into West Texas. Yesterday was a line of storms that actually was all the way up into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota, and we're going to see that again today, I do believe. Now, record high temperatures are possible through midweek into the eastern third of the United States. So there you go, and Kyle, you take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Montana tonight, Big Sky Country. You have a pretty quiet map across the west, but right now in Missoula, Montana, they have a flood warning right now, and this is the Clark Fork River. This is above Missoula. It is going past its flood stage, we understand, or is scheduled to do that. And so if you're in that area, you've got some rain, you've got a flood warning all around, and if you are driving on I-90, you want to make sure that you're aware of this. And, of course, if you're in the local area, you want to make sure that you don't try to drive through standing water. That's a very, very important thing. So our friends in Missoula tonight getting washed out by a lot of rain. Elsewhere in the west tonight, we do have some red flag warnings. This is in western Colorado, also southern Utah. And the important thing about this, of course, is that you might see some gusty winds, maybe up to 30 miles per hour, especially high-profile vehicles. Be careful out there as you're going through those areas near Grand Junction, for example, also near St. George in southern Utah.
Well, we got us some stormy weather, some scattered weather with some storms in them around Plainview, Texas, and down there towards Wichita Falls, and a couple of different blotches here and there. Texas yesterday was, again, part of where the bad weather was, and it's going to be there again today. It'll probably angle its way again back up through parts of Arkansas and Missouri and more than likely Wisconsin and possibly Iowa, Illinois. Might even be moving a little further east because it's just been doing that. It's been going further east every day a little bit. Now, we do right now have some flood warnings, and that's in the state of Arkansas, just below I-40 around Fort Smith in Arkansas right now. So be advised of that. That's a small stream flooding going on there. And then we also up towards Little Rock, to the east of Little Rock, we've got a couple of patches up in there where we've got what could be small stream flooding going on there. Again, the flooding along Texas I-10 Beaumont all the way over towards Hammond, Louisiana. We've just got rivers that are over their banks, small streams, a lot of flooding there, right on down to the Gulf of Mexico. So be advised, you could be having some detours in that area with some of the roads, is what I've been told. Now, up around Atlanta tonight, you still got that foul, lousy, disgusting gray funk cloud hanging around up there tonight, which makes the breathing a little bit different for some people and difficult for people that might have some breathing problems. So be advised of that. And when you drive through that stuff, if it's thick enough, everything is gray around you with your headlights. It's kind of a weird sensation, but be careful of that too. And then moving on up the East Coast, get a little bit of fog in Connecticut tonight, up off the water, and then right around, it's headed up towards Hartford, so it's north of the Long Island Sound. And it looks like we've got some fog in Jersey tonight along the Turnpike, probably, so be a little bit careful going that away. But other than that, Kyle, everything is looking pretty good, and I don't see anything to bother anyone along the East Coast, east of the Mississippi River, unless more rain kicks in, and that definitely is going to happen today. It's just a question of where it starts and where it ends.
Exactly right. But for right now, it's not so bad. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And, again, I'm going to go back to something that we were talking about, because we were talking and I had a couple of people already chime in and ask me questions on the internet. They said, where do you go? What constitutional amendment is this? And blah, 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 and all that stuff. Go to my Facebook page, okay?
and look and see. I've got it on three or four different of Facebook pages that I have there for the Captain's America Third Watch, Captain's America Radio Show, the newspaper, too. Go and look at it, and you will see it right there. And then click on the link, and you'll read it and see what it is that we found out about. Because it's not what you think. A lot of people are not stating the fact when it comes to this. They're stating, again, we got to be careful. We talk about when a news source, what they call a news source, will take an article, rewrite it, and make it an editorial.
Exactly right, and then everything kind of gets clouded. But we just want to deal right now with exactly what the Constitution says,
right,
and or doesn't say on the subject. But again, it all leads to the fact that there's nothing there that would say, oh, if you have this, then you're going to do that.
And, no,
you
know, and the only way to fix it, if you can't get the court to hear it, and the court obviously is not hearing any of these cases, as we well know, if you can't get the court to hear it, the only way to fix it is to have a constitutional convention.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, the framers, you know, they put the Constitution together, and they didn't necessarily anticipate that the presidential elections were going to be wholly bound up with big party elections. You know?
No.
Yeah, I'm a Democrat, vote for me.
No.
I'm a Republican, vote for me. And give me a Congress.
And the other thing that would have thrown this all into an even bigger tizzy was you heard the reporters in 2020 talking about, well, it's a possibility for a tie. It could be a tie. Look at this. It could be a tie. And if there was a tie, guess what? Again, it does not provide what to do in the case there's a tie.
Exactly right. Yep.
I mean, it is a whole series of things that are in there, but there's not any one thing you can point to that says this is what we do. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back after the top of the hour, and your station's getting a chance to pay some bills and you hear the news and all that. Kathy's going to take us to break. I'll see you after the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.